Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LivePanorama.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts. Let me bring in Rob. He's the other one. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Hi, how are
What's
you?
What's going? Good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. So, I understand you had a bit of, you're going to have a funeral for your laptop.
Well, for the listeners who know, I often have had to change, like, I've been having to change my laptop around, and my audio has been goofy, to say the least, because my laptop will be fine, and that's what I used to broadcast, my microphone, and it was going really well, and then all of a sudden, it sounded like it was going to fly away like an airplane, and apparently it was a fan that I neglected to get fixed in time, but I don't think you have a ton of time once that goes anyway. And,
yeah, I think it's kind of like, surprise, you're done.
Yeah, so that one, I can replace the part. I watched the video on how to replace a part on a laptop, which I was completely unaware of. Let me tell you.
Oh, from experience, those videos, they're real helpful. Like, if you're the person doing that, maybe, like, the person who made the video, if you are Joe Blow like me, dude, they make it look like you just pop the cover off, and it's, like, super easy. But I'm going to be the first person to tell you. That's a lie.
Yeah. On the desktop, I replaced the part on the desktop before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take the cover off, everything's exposed.
Right.
Now, where the cooling fan is for a laptop, you have to unscrew the entire back, and then I was like, all right, what are you doing? And they start taking all the parts out. And I was like, okay, you got to take all the parts out.
Right.
That's crazy. And then he's like, now we have to flip it over. So I was like, what do you mean now you have to flip it over? So now I'm watching it, and he's like, now I'm going to peel off the keyboard. And I was like, wow, this is getting so late, and they take the keyboard off. And then they have to take all the components of the keyboard and everything else off.
Yeah.
So I do that.
Uh-huh.
And then after they do that, they lift the keyboard component out. And then all of a sudden, there's a fan in the bottom left corner. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of work. And then you have to see, did the fan stop working just because the fan was faulty? Or there's some kind of like sensor, heat sensor thing that looks like a little coolant line that it's like brass or something that runs to this other little element. And they're like, well, that might be bad. I see I get the whole setup like on eBay for not that expensive. It's an older laptop. But it almost to me is like, I could replace
scary.
It. It could be like one thing down the line. Plus, it's scary, and I'm sure something would break. So I might try to attempt that. But I need to have some kind of like backup contingent plan, so...
I'll be honest with you, I have followed it verbatim, like, and they make it look so easy. You just pop this off, and then there could be a few hidden screws. There are always hidden screws. And then they're like, oh, now you do this, and it looks so, like, seamless, right? And so I try to do it, and then it's like, wow, that's totally not accurate. Like, the guy made it look super easy. It's not, I promise you. Now, somebody who's listening who does this every day as their day job, I'm sure, is laughing, going, that's super easy. Okay, that's why you're, like, the person who makes the video. If I made a video of doing the same thing, it would probably be, like, a comedy feed because it is so an R-rated comedy feed because of mature language. It's not that easy. Hence why I said, you know, are you going to have a real funeral or –
I don't know yet. I might wait till it's all in pieces and I can't put it back together. and then go from there.
And then put a DNR order on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So it was a long time coming, I guess you could say. And might as well just add that to the list of things that I need to get and have been going wrong. So it's okay, but I will, I'm in the market for either a desktop or a laptop. I haven't decided.
Wouldn't it be nice if you find one of those deals? Remember those deals that there used to be? I swear there used to be ones that you could get like a bundle where you could get like the laptop and everything. Like, and it was like super awesome and it was actually affordable. I have not seen anything like that in a long time.
No. It's interesting. Because I'm looking at refurbished machines and stuff, and I don't know enough about it, but I know a little, and I'm trying to research as much as possible, so we'll see what happens. It'll probably just be more nonsense. That's probably what's going to happen.
Well, I went with a refurb unit for my desktop, and I'll be honest with you, I've been pleased. So, hopefully you can find something that'll...
You have to send me a link for the one that you bought, even if you bought it years ago. Maybe they still have it.
My only disappointment with mine is that I bought one that was a Dell, which I'm not a huge fan of Dell, but I think it's a Dell. I haven't looked at it in a long time to actually notice what it says. I just hit the button. But mine does not have an HDMI port, and I like to use TVs as monitors, and using the VGA, it just doesn't get the right like settings or whatever. So it's like using only part of the TV, and it's kind of annoying. So that would be a suggestion that I would make. So it has an HDMI and lots of USB 2.0 and 3.0 ports. Those are my suggestions. But I really don't know anything other than, you know, a terabyte is better than 500 gigabyte. A higher number is better. You know, cheaper price is better. Kind of my motto.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I hear that. An office is good.
Never had it, so I wouldn't know.
You should get it. You need it. It's like essential to life. No one uses WordPerfect anymore.
I used to use OpenOffice, which I thought was a decent program, but I don't know. I haven't used that in a while either.
See? I don't even know if it's still
a
thing, right?
I
don't know.
I usually have you help me. Man, are you hearing like a whistling noise? Or is that just me?
I think it's just you.
It is. It's like there's someone whistling in my ear.
Creepy.
Weird. It is creepy.
Yeah. The ghosts are whispering already. Are you the ghost whisperer? Do they whisper to you?
I don't know. Maybe
is that what it is?
A couple. Just a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you'll get a show, like the dog whisperer. Be the ghost whisperer. Wasn't that a show, though?
I think that was a show. I think that was just that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That girl.
Name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
So we'll have to call you something else. The quiet talk. The ghost hearer. There you go.
Is that even a real word?
I don't think so. That's why it's really going to work.
Yeah,
the hearer of ghosts. Ooh, that's good.
Ghost talker?
No. Or you can just, or hear, guy who hears ghosts talking. That's your new name.
Weirdo.
That's what other people would call you. that's what the skeptics would call you.
Depending on,
I don't know.
Our conversation. You may.
Yeah,
well.
You got low there.
I know because my headphones fell.
Oh no.
That's the one disadvantage of not having my I'm trying to fix it now, so it's probably wrong.
Oh, so is all whatever you're doing right now. That's a real disadvantage. Woo.
Well, I had to fix it. There's a point of putting it back in.
Ah. I understand now. It's all coming back to me. See, I use a good old traditional over-the-head headset, like over top of the ears, like old school.
Yeah, I need to get one. I use a headset and a microphone until it all went downhill. So, well, anyway, we should bring our guest on.
Yeah.
I forget what we said about that. If it was on or in.
I don't know. We're
going
to have to really
put
these up.
And bringing her on air.
On and in and in and on.
Into the studio.
Let's bring in Carmen Reed.
I'm confused.
I don't know. Let's just bring her on air. Here comes Carmen Reed, everybody, live.
Hello.
Hey, Carmen.
How is everyone this evening?
Good.
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I'm wonderful.
We haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. It's been a while. How are you all doing in this quarantine nonsense?
Going crazy.
I'm fine. It's all good.
I'm going crazy.
It's
I
all
have a kid.
Good.
The school thing at home is not easy.
Oh, I know. I'm a Nana, and I have three at home.
Ooh, goodness. Then you understand.
Yeah, my daughter and my daughter-in-law are essential workers, so Nana.
Mm-hmm. The fun goes on to you.
I guess Nanas are essential, too.
That's right. Always.
So,
how's
even
the spirit world been with y'all?
We don't know.
We baked chocolate chip cookies today.
Ooh.
Well,
that sounds
fun.
Good.
Yeah, our spirit world consists of nothing right now because we can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't stop me from seeing or hearing them.
That's
They'll come by
me. I know Nikki's has a lot of stuff always going on in her house, and I haven't been paying attention. So I don't know if stuff's been going on here or not. I haven't been in my area in my basement that usually has something going on, I think. I haven't been down, so I haven't really paid much attention. So I don't know if there's anything going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in the ladies' room earlier on this afternoon, and of course the door opens, and I blamed the cat and the dog, and of course nobody was there. Would you give me a minute's peace?
They're just like kids.
So.
So what have you been up to since the last time we talked? I know we tried to get you on air a couple of times and with Facebook Live, and it hasn't gone overly well. We've had some problems.
Nah.
And that's been a huge disappointment. So hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, one day we can get that working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been studying a lot. I have not stopped studying what happened to me. Once you... experience. I'm now studying with the Israeli Biblical Institute, the Torah and Hebrew language. I've learned a lot, and I'm truly enjoying what I'm learning, but I still have people contact me. The other day I was in the grocery store, and I was trying to pick out some decent oranges for my husband. And this lady was standing across from me with her mask on, and I had a mask on. There was a gentleman behind her, deceased. He was a spirit, and he kept staring at me, and I kept trying to focus on these oranges. I know he wanted me to say something to his ex-love, but I did not.
You get that a lot?
No, not a lot, but always you have to shake your head when it happens to you because you think they're a real person at first, but you know something's off. And if you look at them through your peripheral vision, all you see is them as a human. So you have to look at them straight on, and then they disappear. And you know for sure at that point that they were never really there. Or they're not physical. They're there. They're not physical.
Mm-hmm. You see them, you saw them in the gentleman in a human like living form, or is it like you sense them, or what was the, how did you, how can you tell the difference?
Sometimes I just sense them. When I see them, it's very rare, and it's like catching a glimpse of somebody. Let's say you're looking down at your desk and you see somebody walk by. You see them, but you don't really see them. You know what I'm trying to say? You don't mm-hmm. know all the details of their features. Mm-hmm. It's just like a brief flash. But this man was staring at me quite intently, but I was looking down and I could see him through my peripheral vision, staring at me. And he didn't have a mask on. He was a lot younger than she was. I sensed that he was the information I glean is from sensing. I sensed that he mm-hmm. was a young love that had died in a car accident, and he attached to her. All these
do
years.
Do you think that you saw him at his time of death?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, mm-hmm. And he was wearing a blue shirt, like a polo with a collar, and mm-hmm. it was a powder blue, and the kind of blonde mustache.
Hmm.
But she was completely oblivious to him being there. But he was almost so close that she would have had to felt his skin if it was physical. That's how mm-hmm. close to her he was.
Did he communicate with
wow.
you, either verbally or just could you mentally?
I just sensed. Yeah, just mentally.
Sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wanted me to speak to her. But in the past, when I've done that, it didn't turn out well.
Well, if I...
Now,
do they ever
bother you? Like, if you don't relay the message, do they ever, like, give you a hard time or, like, follow you if you don't relay the message to someone?
No.
How do you tell them that you can't do it then? Or is it just like you tell them that you can't do it right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just say I'm not. Nope.
Right.
No, I don't it's like don't even ask. It
right.
does not turn out well. I did do that to one woman in JCPenney's one time, and it was her son, and she was so upset, and he would not leave me alone, and I finally did tell her, and they bothered me for quite a while, wanting more and more and more information, but you only get a small amount of information, what they want them to know. They asked me, well, they were looking for validation. What did he call, what was his girlfriend's nickname? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So they even.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Even if you describe them to the person and it's even what they were wearing, which it was, what he was wearing the day he died, mm-hmm. they still want more.
Right.
Well, I think if I ever go Well, I'm sure I'll go at some point because I don't think I'll live forever. But I want to come back at like my prime age. That's my game plan. I have something weird about that. Like even my son was asking about my grandfather, who he never met, and I only had pictures of him when he was older, and it was like I had to go find pictures of him when he was like in his prime, to show him.
Yeah.
But some
of them
are
in the 30s or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I need. Early 30s. That's how I want to be. I don't know. I think maybe start falling apart my early 30s. Somewhere in my mid 20s maybe would be great. But you know, I think that I don't know if it's just me, but like I took a special trip to my parents' house and looked at found a bunch of pictures of my grandparents from, you know, when they were younger to show them, because I just didn't feel like showing them pictures of like an old guy. I could maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just weird. Talking about it, we had a whole segment ahead of time before you called about me being weird, so maybe that's just me being weird.
Well, you are weird, but we all know
that's
that.
That's fine. Okay.
And everybody calls me weird. I mean, I'm the lady that sees and hears and experiences ghosts, so we know I'm weird.
I've never said that, but like maybe a couple of times.
Well, my daughter says it all the time. You're just weird, Mom.
She doesn't know half of it.
Well, your kids aren't old enough to call you weird yet.
No, right. My daughter said, I'm so weird, and she went upstairs and slammed the door today. And I was like, wow, that's a first, and I guess not the last. So, I felt bad for a second, then I laughed. I find stuff like that funny. Even in the heat of the moment, I start laughing. That just makes me more upset. Like, I don't understand when people act like, you know, I find it funny. So, but I had some questions. I know we were talking about you saw, you know, the guy at the grocery store, and. Mm-hmm. Now, we have done stuff together before. We did something in Gettysburg at the Farnsworth House Inn, and you walked, and you could sense things. And when you told us stuff, what you were feeling and stuff, it did match up to either other things that people have claimed or, you know, actually, you know, they could trace back to the history of the building or whatever. When you were there, do you walk through buildings like that all the time? And is that something you have to turn on, or is it something that, like, when you just walk through buildings, you get all that stuff bombarded with? You know, I find that interesting. Like, you know, can you say, okay, now I'm going to soak this in, or is it you're walking around and, like, you're getting all these weird sensations and smells and feelings and people talking to you no matter where you go? Especially
yeah,
like
I can drive by a house. I can drive by a house. And if something wants my attention, they're going to give it through doing something freaky or scaring the fire out of me or some way. They always manage to get my attention. I do try to turn it off, and I'm successful at turning it off because I know how. But then again, you have to be aware. You know, some people are walking around saying, we have to be in the moment. We have to be aware. Well, you should try living my aware. No, I don't want to live in the moment. I don't want to be open to everything, experience everything, mm-hmm. because some things are pretty darn freaky. And I don't want to experience it. I've already done that.
Now, was this something that always was around you even from a point when you were little, or is this something that came on your like later on in life, or what was the how did you first realize that you had this?
Well, I thought everybody did. It was just being scolded that taught me no, not everybody does see and hear those things. Not everybody knows when somebody's gonna die. Not everybody knows when something tragedy is going to happen. And even I don't always know. You know, I don't mm-hmm. always know, and I don't understand why I know when I know. But there have been times in my life when I was 3 years old, I knew something was going to happen. I tried to prevent the pain by touching. I used to believe as a little child, and this is very clear to me, if I would touch people's things, that I could give them positive energy. And when they touched it. So I would touch things I knew that they were going to touch when something bad was going to happen to them. So I could share some love, for the lack of a better term. So I could share some of my love for them and help them through that moment. And I've done that my entire life. And I didn't tell people about it because it's weird. And not everybody can do it. Why can I do it? I don't know. Why did I know it at a young age? Because I had guides that told me. And why there's young people today that don't have guides, I don't understand that. But there's a lot of things I don't understand. I just know that what I have and how I am supposed to use it. And that's basically what I do.
Now,
I know
what about
God.
Your family, like your parents, your mom or dad, did they have any kind of gift that you know of?
Not my mother and not my father, but my grandmother.
Don't they say it skips a generation? I'm pretty sure that's what they say, isn't it?
I think that they say that. I don't think anybody really knows. And my grandmother did not claim to be gifted, but she knew I was gifted. And it was actually from both sides. My grandmother Jackson was extremely gifted. And my grandmother Reed was also gifted. And she told one of my cousins who passed away recently that she knew I had what she had. And she spent her life avoiding it. And my grandmother just knew how to use it. She didn't tell anyone she was gifted, but you just could see it through the things she did. She would know stuff that there's no way she should have known. And I knew stuff that I have no idea how I knew it, except from my guides, that I know when they told me not to do something and I disobeyed them, it always turned out bad.
When
you're a small child and then you go into young adulthood, you forget about those things.
Right.
And you go into the physical realm, and that's when I moved in that haunted house, I had a reawakening of who I was.
Well, I think the million-dollar question is mentioned at the beginning of the show, your grandkids. So, since we just said skips a generation, that's what they may say. It might be true. I guess it's something people say. That's like a lot of sayings. I think it's just people say, they have certain sayings just based on what's currently going on in their life or a point they are in their life. But do your grandkids, did you notice anything yet? Do any of them have any type of gifts, or have you noticed or picked up on anything?
Oh, yeah. I picked up. But my children, it did not skip my children. My children are very gifted. All of them. Philip was. Kenneth Bradley, he definitely is. They don't always use it. But they're very intuitive. And I would say every single one of my grandchildren are.
Have they said anything specifically that blew your mind or anything, or you just pick up on little things?
I pick up on it. Like my youngest granddaughter, when she was about a year old, not really speaking well, a spirit man walked behind me, and she jumped from, you know, Nikki, you know where you put your purse at the register grocery store? Okay.
Yeah.
She was sitting there. She was sitting on that elevated platform, and she jumped and grabbed a hold of my neck, and I said, "Did that man scare you?" And she said, "Yes." And there wasn't really a man there.
Wow.
I mean, there was really a man there, but not everybody could see him.
Right, right. Wow.
So, yes. You just watch and you pick up on things. My grandchildren, when I broke my back, I had two older granddaughters. My son was in Iraq, so they were staying with me. And I had broken my back, and they would come over with their hands, their palms out, and touch wherever I was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that they were doing what I did as a little child.
Now, did they know about you living in the haunted house or any of your story or anything, the grandkids?
Yes. Yes, they do. But, it's very hard to not everybody finds out who you are. And they go to the schools. All of my grandchildren have been accosted, if you will, about who we are and the house and the dead bodies in the wall. I would just love to choke their writer over that. But anyway, they have all experienced that. My granddaughter was doing some kind of a class project. She was going to invite me to the school. And my daughter said no. My daughter said, do not invite her because it will just cause you more trouble.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, but it's the reality that we live in.
Right.
And you have to learn to adapt. So if you have to hide part of yourself away, I know they say that you should not judge people, but people are always going to judge.
Yeah.
And it's just human nature. And if they don't have it and they don't understand it, they're going to be afraid of it.
Right.
I was going to say, do you feel that any of the spirits or anything that happened to you at that home went with you when you moved?
No. No, they were forbidden. The only way they were even allowed to touch me, and I think I may have told you this once before, Rob, is I gave them permission when I went downstairs in that basement, and I said, all right, you leave my children alone and come after me. I took the permission back, so they're not allowed to touch me anymore. So they're not allowed to touch me. They do let me know when they're around, and they do try to interfere with my world. But I know how to battle them, and I use that constantly. I have to walk. I have to live in a constant state of grace, you know, where people like to go out and get high or drunk or party or be promiscuous. I can't do any of that because then I come under strong attack if I were to. I cannot lie. I cannot steal. I can't do. If I don't stay in a state of grace with my Creator, then I am open to attack.
How did you come up with that, like the scenario of that? Is that just something that you've noticed over time?
Yeah. Over my entire life, I tried to cut school. I got caught every time, and it came down hard. Everybody else around me was cutting school. Oh, nothing happened. If I beat it or I did anything, I always every single time got caught. I couldn't get away with anything. And neither can my children or grandchildren. They get caught every time.
I guess with the grandkids and the fact that they can see stuff, do you try to not enhance, but kind of like just lead them in the right direction when it comes to their gifts and if they see stuff? Because I think that's probably rather confusing.
Well, you have to be honest, with your children, because if they find out you're not being honest, then they're not going to believe half of anything you've told them. So I have to be very honest with them. If they're on, for example, they were on YouTube today. No, it was TikTok. They were on TikTok today, and my granddaughter came across some stuff. I said, whoa, no. And she knew. She looked at me, and her intuition was telling her, Nana's not happy. And I explained to her that she could not ever get involved in any of that because it would be bad for her. And I do teach them example with my granddaughter sensing somebody's bad. You can't say anything about that person. You can't say that you know that that's a bad person. Just avoid them. Because it could be somebody in your family. You just have to separate yourself from them.
Right.
And that's all I can really get into teaching them right now, as young as they are. The older ones, they're pretty intuitive, and if they have any questions, they come to me. I taught them about how to sense positive and negative energies.
Now, here's a question. This is way off topic of what we've been talking about, but I know it's been something we've kind of been talking to all of our guests about lately, so it's a theme. But when it comes to reincarnation, what's your take on reincarnation?
I believe in reincarnation.
You do not, or you do?
I do.
So, we're talking about your family, and I know, we both have stories, Nicole and I, about our families and, our kids and reincarnation. So I was just curious, what your take is. And I swear, my daughter, if I had a guess, that she would be my grandmother. She does the same mannerisms as my grandmother. It's insane.
Yeah, there's one of my grandsons I swear is my father, and one that I swear is my brother. And there's one that I kind of wonder if it's not Philip sometimes. But they stay gender specific, though. The males in my family have gone to the grandsons. The one that really strikes me, and my son's the one that brought it to my attention, he never met my father, my youngest. My father was murdered when we lived in the haunted house. And so he never got a chance to meet him. He was only 3 then. And he sits on his feet like my father did. My father would fish, and he sat on his feet all the time. And I told my boy, my son, about my father, and he said, Mama, watch. I'm not going to say his name. Watch my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I was like, yeah, my dad was so like that. And he even grins with a kind of crooked smile sometimes, and I'm like, Dad? Are you in there?
Right.
But yeah, it's amazing because even my son never met my father, and then my grandson is so much like him,
right?
Even stubborn like him. So are you guys Jones?
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, are y'all Jones and to get out on ghost hunt?
Yes,
I'll probably gonna do like maybe 3 or 4 weeks in a row or whatever we can figure out once I can get back out there.
Yeah. I think the ghost missed us.
Y'all live
too,
in New York,
know.
Don't you?
They all have to. No, Maryland.
I live in Ohio.
You live where, Rob?
Ohio.
Why did I think you were living in New York? I guess because they haven't seen you. You've been
there.
In New York.
I can't even drive in New York. I've got some kind of, I'm not allowed. They kicked me out.
What? New York kicked you out? That's
it's unfortunate. I had to pay the fee to get back in.
Well, now they should pay you if you wanted to come visit, because quite honestly, I don't think anybody's venturing off to New York if they don't have to. Maybe they'll pay you to come back, Rob.
Yeah,
maybe that's the case. Though, apparently when you get a speeding ticket there, you pay your speeding ticket, but then they also have some kind of additional penalty where you have to pay $100 a year for 3 years. It's a stupid
really?
Or you can't, or you can't go back. So I was like, all right,
I think
won't
that's
come
unconstitutional.
Back.
It is. New York tickets are. They're horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We both got one.
After I was leaving Gettysburg one time in my 300, I had been in traffic all the way through New York. And no, I wasn't in Gettysburg. I was actually in the city interviewing, and I was driving back. And after getting behind all those trucks, when I finally was able to get around, I hit the gas, and I was in a 300 with a Hemi, and I got up to 100 pretty quickly, and I was enjoying it. And I pulled up next to two state troopers.
We can hang out sometime, Carmen. Let me tell you, because we both have the same lead foot. So does Rob. We all could. And Rob's even got the matching car. So
I've got the matching car. Because I think we have matching cars. We did have matching cars.
Yeah, that 300.
Yours was red, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a black one with the Hemi. And
I have a green Challenger.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Now we're talking. That's a beautiful car.
Yeah. With a Scat Pack.
Ooh.
It's nice. It's fast.
I bet it's
too.
Quick.
But it stays in the garage more than it's on the road. I pulled up next to those two state troopers, but they didn't have their radar on. So I saw that it was them, and I just smiled and slowed down and went behind them. Then they slowed down and went behind me, went to the left side of me. Then they just went on because they knew they didn't have me.
Right. Oh,
they didn't
like
it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're lucky. Rob and I are not so lucky.
I don't think it was luck. I think I was protected.
Well, we need some of that protection. If you could send them our direction, we are so unprotected.
There's an actual story where I got my ticket, and I was calling her. I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting pulled over. And then as she's talking to me, she's like, oh, crap. And then and she started getting pulled over. Like, it was insane. I was like, there's no way that could happen. That could actually happen.
So then I blamed him. Because he called me. It was like it was like a big signal. Like it was a plan, you know.
He totally did. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then he didn't pay the ticket. Of course, I did, and it ended up costing me over $700. But I don't have to give him $100 a year or whatever. But still, $700, and we were going to a charity event. That was the best part of all. Mm-hmm. We're leaving a charity event. That's right. Yeah.
That's
well, maybe you'll get an extra nice doorknob in your heavenly gate or something.
Oh, I hope something happens. I mean, that hurt. That hurt.
I could imagine. Mm-hmm.
It was just a, I had a time.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting ready to ask me a question before I got onto cars.
I can't remember.
We like the car.
You know what was like? I was going to say something. I'm sure. It was probably
I know you were.
And funny. It was probably funny and witty and the whole nine, but.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot.
We started talking about the cars and.
Yeah, once you start cars, that just kind of takes you off on a whole nother road.
Well, I haven't been able to drive in like weeks, so I wouldn't mind getting out there and driving around, but I can't drive
for probably
a good another. Yes, thanks. Well, right now I probably would have a red foot because I can't apply the brake, so I think that I still have like another 3 or 4 weeks before I can drive, so it's gonna kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just get out and drive around sometimes. I don't care. Well, Tennessee's not as locked down as some states are. So
true.
I can get out.
Lucky.
I can get out and go to the grocery store. But, you know, if you're going into Walmart, you have to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any big plans coming up for the quarantine? Anything special you're going to try? We've been asking our guests that. You know, what are their plans? Do you have anything going on with, like, fixing up your house or doing anything fun? Like,
what's the quarantine caused you to think about doing around your house?
Yeah, well,
you should see my Facebook pictures on my personal page. I have planted some gorgeous roses. We built two walls. What's that called? Pavers around my deck. The pool looks amazing. Now all it has to do is get good weather to get in it. And, working on my grass. I've got turf builder.
Okay, hands down, you won, okay? You have done the most out of everyone. It sounds like you've actually completed your projects and you've gotten yourself into more projects than any of our other people that we've had on. So congratulations. You have, wow, I'm impressed.
Wait, what did I win? What did I win?
You just won the
recognition, see my
that's all.
I'm going to go after I get off here, I will post my roses and my pictures of what I've done on my Facebook so you can see them.
Yes,
if you can
do.
Think of to go on there. Because,
yeah,
I mean,
you've
it
done the
looks
most.
Like a garden. It's a
wow.
garden out there.
That's awesome.
My roses are really
that's
spectacular.
Awesome.
People have been asking me what I feed them. So that's my exciting story of what I have done. Oh, and I got all the fountains are going.
Oh, wow.
So I've got fountains. I've got two children and a seashell over by my roses. And then I got the big fountain. And then I got my naked lady over underneath my kitchen window.
Nice.
Well, I think we've been doing these fan and like question type nights and stuff, and we didn't really have time to organize that tonight. But maybe we'll have to have you come back on, and you know we'll have people who might want to ask you specific questions that we can then relay to you, if you're up for it. Because I know people probably are definitely interested in that, and next time we'll have to set it up where you can actually do that. Maybe even take a call or two. Just to ask you questions, about your, whatever they want.
Now, I posted on Facebook. I don't know if any of you noticed me posting this thing about Father Anthony Morfesis. He fell into the river with his car.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled him out. They rescued him. You have to look at that story on Facebook. I met him. And he was a bishop in upstate New York, and he was retired. He's the most amazing man. And this was during right after I moved out of the haunted house when they had me doing interviews for exorcisms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually did an exorcism on me. It wasn't a sanctioned exorcism. It was more like a practice. I think they just wanted to make sure I wasn't possessed.
Right.
But He was an amazing man. And when they pulled him out of that car in that icy water, he was dry as a bone. Mm-hmm. People wanted to come up and touch him because it was such a miracle.
Wow. Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I would definitely be up for that, Rob. And I hope somebody asks me questions about that kind of stuff, too, because that's been part of my journey, and I am in awe of a lot of people that I've met.
We could do a whole segment on it. We could actually have those people on, too. There's a ton of stuff we can do. And we all have time now.
Right? Well, that's the thing about that clock. It keeps on ticking.
It does. That's why I looked at the time. I'm like, I can't believe even tonight. It's we only have a couple minutes left. It's like we didn't really accomplish much, except for a couple left. So we're gonna have to set this up again.
Okay.
Definitely.
We've established that I'm weird. That's about the only thing we've come across, and I don't even think that it took.
And that you guys both have really good taste in cars. That too, and the lead foot.
Yes.
And that Carmen did
and
a lot during
foot.
The quarantine. Yeah,
and that I'm weird too.
All right, something to build off of. Well, and it's funny because I was looking at the footage today from when we investigated at the Farnsworth, and you know I think we'll have to talk to you about that too because I think we're going to release some of that extra footage, and there's a lot there, more than I even remembered. That little kid, there was a little kid, and he was talking to us more than, or she was talking. Not sure if it's male or female, but. More than I even remember.
It was a female.
I was just looking through random files. Yeah, female. And there's a lot of that female, that little child talking that we haven't even discovered yet. There must be more, too, because I was looking through it today.
Yeah, she stayed pretty much. She was kind of hidden away when I first walked down the stairs. And you saw me hesitate, and you were like, did you see something? And I just said, there's a little girl right there. Do you remember that? She was kind of in an odd spot.
And then I remember, you know, obviously the attic when she was said the thanks, Daddy, for bringing up the devices. And then there's a lot of her talking when we were in the dining room. And I even forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've
got to go through all that footage again and maybe release some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you should. There was something that happened down in the basement. I can't quite remember. There was a gentleman there that I was asking you if you got him on film. Because
in the mirror.
So vivid.
Yeah. In the mirror.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's another thing we can do. We can release all that footage and talk about that, too. We got a ton of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on in the world today that you could just go on so many side roads and talk about conspiracy theories and ghosts and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, we figured out it all leads back to the aliens is what we figured out.
Yeah, the aliens was in my mind. I must have been reading your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens.
Talk to us about the aliens.
Oh, they're fun.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. I think we definitely need to set this up where we have people leave questions or if you know for you and you know different than what we had talked about previously with you know trying to do readings or whatever, but just giving them just questions about your journey about you know stuff you've gone through and. All that. So thank you for calling in tonight, and I look forward to having you on again soon, hopefully.
Well, happy quarantine, y'all, and I hope to talk to you soon.
You too. All right. Stay safe. Take care. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
It's always nice to catch up with Carmen. We haven't seen her since
it's been a hot minute.
So
I know.
Oh, my God, there you go with that hot minute nonsense.
It's a hot minute, yep. No, it's been a while, you know, and she's definitely a wonderful person inside and out. I mean, she's just absolutely awesome, and she joined us at the Farnsworth, and we did have all those awesome experiences. That was a cool time. good times, amongst other times, but that one stands out for me.
Yeah, because we actually got to investigate with just her and, you know, the time was spent not liking anything else, so.
Yeah,
so
that
cool.
was really
and,
awesome.
For those of you who are listening, we'll be coming back in 30 minutes for a free reading night. So
yeah.
here's the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
We come back in 30 minutes. It's not Free Reading Friday anymore.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun,
yeah.
dun, dun.
I just posted that we'll be back at 11:59.
Oh. Can we even do that?
I don't think so. Yeah, we can actually. There's a go live now button.
Oh, okay.
But we can't do it because then I can't advertise the link correctly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we can do that.
Yeah, people can tune in a minute early. We'll kill them.
Are you going to be okay to do that? Sounds like.
No, I'm tired already, but I'll do it because you wanted to do it. But they.
You need to wake up.
Say, it won't kill them, but if it does, we can still talk to them.
That's right.
We've got our ways.
Yeah. With the help of some friends.
No, nothing like being a little morbid on a Friday night.
Why not?
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see everybody
in a hot 30 minutes. There you go. All right. See y'all in 30.
Yeah, this is like
if you want a reading, comment on the post. If they want a reading, they need to comment on the Facebook.
Better post. We're
okay,
because we'll
I was
going
to say, they couldn't hear.
What's that?
Go ahead.
We'll put a couple posts out. It's fine.
Okay.
All right, we'll see everyone soon. Comment on the post.
All right, bye, buddy. Okay, everyone. See you soon.